Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 18th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is International Sushi Day. Sushi doesn't mean raw fish. It refers to vinegared rice served with various toppings. Originating as a preservation method, fermented rice stored fish for up to a year in a dish called nere sushi. By the 16th century, Naminare Zushi introduced vinegared rice, which was consumed rather than discarded. In the Edo period, the quick preparation of nigiri sushi became popular with seafood from Edo Bay. Sushi master Masayoshi Kazato highlights these historical developments, sharing his expertise and dedication to spreading sushi knowledge worldwide. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect waist to chest high waves Tuesday with morning onshore wind. Possible cleanup mid-morning and evening. Smaller swells through the week, improved morning conditions Thursday. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking mixed out there today at 2 to 3 feet and swining between choppy and fair. But keep an eye out for some better conditions around sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 p.m. with a 5-foot incoming tide when the west-southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3 foot at 8:30 a.m. with a 2-foot low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 62 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:59 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:41. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 67 and southeast wind around 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 67 and south wind, 5 to 10 mile per hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. Thursday and Friday will be partly sunny with highs near 67 after morning fog clears. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Local Scoop, a zero-waste grocery store in Encinitas, embodies sustainable living and eco-friendly practices. Founded by Katie Fletcher, the store offers plastic-free, reusable products ranging from food items to household goods. Customers use compostable bags or bring their own containers. Fletcher's goal is to achieve green certified status, joining over 150 businesses in San Diego County. The San Diego Green Building Council supports such initiatives, emphasizing holistic sustainability practices. Fletcher values educating the community on sustainable alternatives, promoting environmental stewardship for future generations. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics, clinched their 18th NBA championship with a 106-88 win over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum scored 31 points, while Jaylen Brown added 21 and was named Finals MVP. Coach Joe Mazzulla, the youngest to win a title in 48 years, celebrated with the team. This victory breaks a 16-year title drought for the Celtics, solidifying their status as the NBA's most successful franchise. In local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Phillies 9-2. And tonight, they're back at it for Game 2 of the 3-game series in Philadelphia. In top news, social media influencers face significant financial challenges, with many barely getting by despite their popularity. Platforms are paying less for posts, brands are more selective about partnerships, and a potential TikTok ban looms. Creators like Clint Brantley, despite having large followings, struggle to earn a stable income. Changes in platform payouts and increased competition make it harder to make a living. Influencers often juggle multiple revenue streams, but unpredictable income and lack of benefits add to the difficulty. Despite these challenges, some creators find success through strategic partnerships and niche content. In business news, former President Donald Trump, who once dismissed cryptocurrencies as scams, has now embraced them, seeking support from the crypto community against rivals Joe Biden and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. After meeting with Bitcoin miners, Trump declared his commitment to defending cryptocurrency users and announced that his campaign will accept donations in crypto. This reversal aims to attract young, tech-savvy voters and leverage the financial backing of the crypto industry, despite his previous criticism of digital currencies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $66,000. Ethereum is $3,400. And Solana is $137. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Japan's TDK has announced a breakthrough in solid-state battery technology, claiming their new material offers an energy density of 1,000 watt-hours per liter, 100 times greater than current models. This all-ceramic, oxide-based battery is designed for small devices like watches and headphones, offering increased performance and safety. Despite significant challenges in scaling up for larger devices like smartphones and electric vehicles, TDK aims to begin shipping prototypes next year, with mass production to follow, contributing significantly to the future of energy storage. And in entertainment news, Ron Howard's documentary, Jim Henson, Idea Man, explores the immense potential Henson might have achieved in the digital age had he not passed away suddenly in 1990. Henson, a visionary and the creator of the Muppets, was already experimenting with technology and had an insatiable drive for creativity. Howard reflects on Henson's relentless ambition and the bond between Henson and Frank Oz. The documentary, featuring unaired footage, underscores Henson's legacy and the precious nature of creative opportunities. Howard's next project is a documentary on photographer Richard Avedon. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American animator and puppeteer, Jim Henson. And he said, "Life's like a movie, write your own ending. Keep believing and keep pretending." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.